Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 83 today, another psalm of Asaph. O God, keep not thou silence, hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, your enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They take crafty counsel against your people, and consult together against your hidden ones. They have said, Come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. Against thee do they make a covenant. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarenes, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, Philistia and the inhabitants of Tyre. Assyria also is joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot. Do thou unto them as unto Midian, as to Sisera, and to Jabin at the river of Kishon, which perished at Ender, they became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb, yea, all their princes like Zeb and Zalmunna, who said, Let us take to ourselves in possession the inhabitants of God. O my God, make them like the whirling dust, a stubble before the wind, as the fire that burns the forest, and as the flame that sets the mountains on fire, so pursue them with your tempest, and terrify them with your storm. Fill their faces with confusion, that they may seek your name, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and dismayed forever. Yea, let them be confounded and perish, that they may know that thou alone, whose name is Yahweh, art the Most High over all the earth. Asaph, often praying to get the help of God against his enemies, gets real and gets specific in this psalm. He opens up by addressing God directly, saying, Do not be silent, don't stay peaced out, don't stand still, don't sit away. And I don't think he's necessarily angry and accusing God, but trying to emphasize how real this is. He is crying for God's help because of the enemies. And again, Asaph is really specific here. He names them. He names the different nations and the different countries that are causing all these problems. You can take the time to look up these nations in the stories of the kings and the chronicles and see the kind of trouble that they caused. But when you look at what they are calling out to do, to cut off Israel from being a nation, cut them off from being in remembrance, this isn't just harassing and this isn't just trying to take their money, but destroying God's very people. Will God allow this? Asaph doesn't think so. Asaph cites again the specific events when God came in and destroyed other nations that were causing this sort of a problem for Israel. And so Asaph uses that as the precedent to say, God, you must stand up now and defend us. What Asaph does is demonstrates a rational trust in God's help. It's not irrational demands and selfishness, but a very tangible faith. Let's read through it again. O God, keep not thou silence, hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, your enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They take crafty counsel against your people, and consult together against your hidden ones. They have said, Come, let's cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. Against thee do they make a covenant. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarenes, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, Philistia and the inhabitants of Tyre. Assyria also is joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot. Do thou unto them as unto Midian, as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the river of Kishon, which perished at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb, yea, all their princes like Zeb and Zalmunna, who said, Let us take to ourselves in possession the inhabitants of God. O my God, make them like a whirling dust, a stubble before the wind. As the fire that burns the forest, and as the flame that sets the mountains on fire, so pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your storm. Fill their faces with confusion, that they may seek your name, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and dismayed forever. Yea, let them be confounded and perish, that they may know that you alone, whose name is Yahweh, art the Most High over all the earth. What I think is the most compelling part of this psalm is its ending. The ending is where we get the demonstration that Asaph is speaking from faith and not selfishness. He does not ask for these peoples to be simply destroyed so that he can have a sweet life. He asks that God's work will, in verse 16, fill their faces with confusion that they may seek God's name. Sure, there will be shame and dismay and confounded perishing. But again in verse 18, that they may know that God's name, Yahweh or Jehovah, is the name. When Asaph calls for the enemies to be stopped and destroyed, it is so that the enemies will no longer be enemies, but be God's own people. When we cry out against our enemies and against our oppressors, it can be for the vengeance of God, but must also include that they may also become God's people. Well, thanks for listening in, and I hope to talk with you again soon.